You know, it's no doubt in my mind that many of the things we're facing in British Columbia are ideas that Gordon Campbell didn't dream up himself. They're part of an international campaign to destroy the lives of working people, to bust unions. They call it the neoliberal agenda, actually, in the southern part of the hemisphere. It really is a campaign to transfer huge amounts of wealth to a small number of people, to privatize, to deregulate, to contract out services, and to continue to rearrange the global pillage around the world, the transfer of wealth. Nowhere is this more clear than in South America and in the Third World. In those countries, working people have faced the massive intrusion of corporate capitalism into their areas. They've seen the IMF, they've seen the World Bank come in, rob them of the public services, privatize services, and do many, many more things that undercut the ability of people to make a living and to develop their societies and their countries for themselves. We've seen a lot of historic struggles of people around those countries. More recently, we've certainly seen it in a country called Venezuela. That country elected a progressive leader in the name of Chavez. He brought in a four-point program which talked about providing decent jobs, decent health care, and decent education to every Venezuelan. He went against the right wing. He organized the masses to defend him. There was a general strike organized by the oil companies against his regime, and then there was a non-confidence vote, which he won by 65% of the population. It was a huge success for everybody. Who was against him? Obviously the international oil companies, and none other than our friend visiting Canada, George Bush. The labor movement in that country has played a major role in fighting for their rights, and we have a special guest this afternoon who's flown here from Venezuela to be with us. Her name is Marcela Maspero. She is an industrial health and safety technician who has worked in the pharmaceutical industry in Venezuela. She has a long history in the labor movement in Venezuela. She was Secretary General of the Federation of Pharmaceutical Workers Union from 1990 to 2001 and has been president of this federation from 2001 into the present. She represents the UNT on the Andean Labor Consultative Council and was recently elected to the Executive Board of the Latin American Workers Confederation. I want you to join with me in giving her a very warm welcome. She's come a long way to talk to us today about the struggles of the Venezuelans. Thank you very much. Helping her to be able to talk to us will be Barbara Wood, who works at CODEV, which is an excellent agency that works for development agencies around the world and works with unions. So, Barbara, thank you as well.
Reciban todos los delegados de este Congreso de la Federación de Trabajadores de la Colombia Británica un saludo solidario de nuestros hermanos de clase, los trabajadores venezolanos.
I bring greetings of solidarity to all the delegates here at the BC Federation of Labor Convention in the name of our sisters and brothers of the Venezuelan working class.
Mi organización, la Unión Nacional de Trabajadores de Venezuela, se siente sumamente complacida con la distinción que nos conceden para compartir con ustedes nuestra lucha en Venezuela, para construir una sociedad más democrática y con más justicia social en los momentos estelares que vive nuestro país y que debe traspasar nuestras fronteras.
My organization, the National Union of Workers of Venezuela, is very pleased with the honor of being able to share with you about our struggle in Venezuela to create a more democratic society with social justice.
Nuestro país durante casi 40 años estuvo signado por políticas neoliberales, receta insustituible del Fondo Monetario Internacional, que generaron a lo largo de los años mayor exclusión y pobreza, aumento del desempleo, crecimiento del sector informal, disminución del aparato productivo nacional, incremento excesivo de las importaciones, desigualdad manifiesta entre los pocos que cada día se hacían más ricos y los pobres que cada día se hacían más pobres.
For 40 years, our country was marked by neoliberal policies, a recipe imposed by the International Monetary Fund, which for years created more poverty and exclusion, increased unemployment, decreased national productivity, increased the export market, privatized state enterprises like the National Airline, telecommunications, and energy companies. This plan benefited the few who became richer, while the majority became poorer.
En cuanto a las instituciones de esa época, partidos políticos y gobiernos eran manejados como marionetas por el Fondo Monetario Internacional, empresarios capitalistas que fueron generando grandes ganancias producto de los privilegios otorgados por los gobiernos de turno, un movimiento sindical agrupado en cuatro centrales sindicales, la más representativa, la CTV, cómplice de los gobiernos de turno, articulada en base a la representación de los partidos políticos con liderazgos impuestos, con grandes beneficios en empresas del Estado, en instituciones financieras que fueron utilizados para el privilegio de las cúpulas a espaldas de la clase trabajadora.
During this time, the International Monetary Fund manipulated our governments and political parties like marionettes. Capitalists were making huge profits as a result of the privileges granted them by the government. The labor movement of four different centrals headed by the CTV, which was the largest union central at the time, was complicit with the government. The political parties had traditionally decided who would lead the unions, and these people in turn received huge benefits from the state companies and financial institutions. These benefits were gained on the backs of the working people who received nothing.
Una CTV que a pesar de promovido y aprobado la democratización de su proceso electoral en el año 1995, lo ignora y realiza nuevamente acuerdos políticos para renovar su directiva. O sea, estamos hablando de un movimiento sindical para la época sin credibilidad de sus afiliados, sospechosos de grandes actos de corrupción, de imposición cupular por encima de la democracia, corresponsable de los procesos de privatización de las empresas del Estado y con una legitimidad cuestionada.
In 1995, the CTV agreed to democratize their electoral process, but once again ignored this decision and made pacts to re-elect their own leadership. We are talking here of a labor movement without any credibility amongst its members, of being suspected of enormous acts of corruption and implicated in the privatization of state companies. A labor movement whose legitimacy was totally in question.
En esta Venezuela, producto del fracaso de la democracia representativa, clientelar y con las instituciones cuestionadas por su complicidad manifiesta con las políticas neoliberales, el mensaje de cambios profundos, de lucha contra el modelo neoliberal, contra la burocracia y la corrupción, de gobernar además para el 80% de la población que había sido excluido, de eliminar la pobreza, gana la presidencia Hugo Chávez Frías con el apoyo mayoritario del pueblo, incluyendo los trabajadores venezolanos.
Into this Venezuela, a failed democracy with institutions questioned because of their involvement in neoliberal policies and with people desiring profound changes and struggling against the corruption and exclusionary model of the government, into all of this came Hugo Chávez Frías as he assumed the presidency with the majority vote of the people, including the vote of the Venezuelan workers.
Las primeras reformas realizadas fueron políticas. La más importante, la Asamblea Nacional Constituyente, que elabora un proyecto de reforma de la Constitución Nacional con participación amplia de todos los sectores y que es aprobada mayoritariamente mediante un referéndum popular. Esta Constitución asume el cambio de modelo de democracia representativa a democracia participativa y protagónica. Mejora sustancialmente los derechos sociales y laborales de los venezolanos, prohíbe la privatización de las empresas del Estado y promueve el control social de la gestión pública.
The first reforms made by the new government were political. A National Constituent Assembly was formed that developed a plan of constitutional reform with the broad participation of all sectors of society. The constitutional reform proposal was approved by a majority of the people through a national referendum. The Constitution included a change from the model of representative democracy to a model of participatory and active democracy. It greatly improved social and labor rights, prohibited the privatization of state companies and promoted social control over public spending.
En el año 2001 se convocan las elecciones sindicales por la base, mediante un acuerdo suscrito en el marco de la Asamblea Nacional Constituyente, donde participa la cúpula de la CTV con otros sectores, bajo la supervisión de las comisiones electorales sindicales y el Consejo Nacional Electoral, y se produce una profunda renovación y cambio en la conducción de las bases de los sindicatos y federaciones. Sin embargo, para la elección del Comité Ejecutivo de la CTV, el 48% de las actas electorales no llegaron, todavía no han aparecido, y se conforma un comité ejecutivo de la CTV, otra vez con representación de los partidos políticos.
In the year 2000, union elections were called by the workers. Major changes to the way the elections would be held were developed with the participation of the leadership of the CTV, with workers and with the National Electoral Commission. Nevertheless, after elections at the base and at the federation level, 48% of the votes were lost and never recognized by the leadership of the CTV. The new leadership of the CTV was formed from the very same political parties as always.
La reforma del Estado avanza y en noviembre del 2001 se promulgan 49 leyes habilitantes que constituyen la base fundamental, entre ellas la Ley de Pesca, que regula la pesca de arrastre y protege la pesca artesanal, la Ley de Tierras, que regula la tenencia de tierras, promueve la distribución a los campesinos y cooperativas y sustrae la tierra ociosa de las manos de los grandes terratenientes, impulsa un desarrollo integral a partir de núcleos de desarrollo agrarios, la Ley de Bancos y Microfinanzas, que establece la obligación al sector financiero privado de otorgar microcréditos a los microempresarios para el crecimiento y generación de nuevos empleos.
The reform of the state advanced, however, and in November 2001, new laws were brought in to regulate the economy, including a fisheries law and a land reform bill which promoted land distribution from large landowners to campesinos and cooperatives. A new banking bill forced financial institutions to give microcredit and created public lending institutions, a women's bank, and a fund for small businesses. These changes affected the privileges of the business elite, or the Chamber of Commerce in Venezuela called FEDECAMARES. FEDECAMARES and the CTV, the Union Central, organized a work stoppage in protest on December the 9th, the only time in the world, perhaps, that private sector workers were sent home from their jobs by their bosses and still paid their salaries.
Las acciones políticas contra esta reforma continúan, con Fedecámaras y la CTV siempre a la cabeza, hasta la convocatoria de un nuevo paro el 9 de abril, al cual ya nos opusimos los dirigentes sindicales que conducíamos las principales organizaciones. Se impone entonces un golpe de Estado el 11 de abril, un mandato de un presidente, el presidente de Fedecámaras, que duró 40 horas en su mandato y que con el dedo acabó con la Constitución de la República Bolivariana de Venezuela, con la Asamblea Nacional y todos los poderes constituidos.
Political actions against the government's reforms continued, with Fedecámaras and the CTV always at this head. On April 9th, the two bodies convoked a total work stoppage that we as trade union leaders opposed. This work stoppage led to a coup d'etat on the 11th of April. The new government imposed a provisional president who happened to be the president of the Chamber of Commerce and named several ministers, many of whom were leaders of the CTV. Within their 48 hours of government, short-lived though it was, they revoked the new constitution and the National Assembly.
El pueblo venezolano salió a las calles, tomó las guarniciones militares y las principales avenidas del país para exigir el regreso del presidente electo democráticamente, lo cual ocurre en la madrugada del 12 de abril. A su regreso, el presidente Chávez, lejos de actuar con retaliación política, convoca a un gran diálogo nacional e instala una comisión presidencial de diálogo donde participan cuatro dirigentes sindicales, tres de ellos de la CTV.
The Venezuelan people, in response to this attempted coup, took to the streets. They took over military bases and highways and roads to demand a return of their democratically elected president. On April 13th, Hugo Chavez returned to government, and in place of striking out against those who had tried to overthrow him, convoked instead a national dialogue with representatives of all sectors, including four representatives of the trade union movement, three of whom were from the very discredited CTV.
Yo tuve el alto honor de integrar esta comisión, que generó un importante diálogo entre gobiernos, empresarios y sindicatos de base, que produjo importantes acuerdos para la reactivación económica de algunos sectores, automotriz, textil y confección, farmacéutico, transporte, economía social. La presencia del presidente Chávez fue determinante para el cumplimiento por todos los actores de estos acuerdos.
I had the tremendous honor of being a trade union representative on that commission with the president and the other sectors. This allowed for important dialogue. It resulted in significant agreements that would enable the economy to move forward, such as in automobile manufacturing, textile production, etc. The presence of President Chavez throughout this whole process was key to its success.
Las diferentes corrientes sindicales que apoyamos la transformación del país, entre ellas la Fuerza Bolivariana de Trabajadores, en la cual yo milito, tuvimos muchas discusiones sobre la necesidad de crear una nueva central, ante la traición manifiesta de la CTV involucrada en golpe de Estado, y además discutir la propuesta de país que necesitaban los trabajadores. Realizamos un evento en septiembre del 2002 donde no llegamos a concretar la construcción de la nueva central y elaboramos una serie de exigencias de los trabajadores que fueron entregadas al presidente Chávez en ese evento.
At this point, the different political currents that supported these progressive changes in our country, among them the Bolivarian Workers Force, of which I am a militant member, discussed the necessity of creating a new union central in Venezuela. Our idea was that the country needed workers to participate in its development. In September 2002, we organized a national meeting, and although we were unsuccessful in creating a new union central at that time because there were many who still believed in union solidarity and unity, we did come up with a final document that we presented to President Chavez at the end.
La contrarrevolución convoca nuevamente un paro indefinido. El 9 de diciembre de 2002, que desencadena en un sabotaje económico y que produce 20 mil millones de dólares de pérdidas al país, con la complicidad de la alta gerencia de la empresa petrolera y que somete al pueblo a la falta de gasolina, de gas doméstico, de alimentos de primera necesidad en el momento de las fiestas navideñas. Los transportistas hacían más de 24 horas de cola para llenar sus tanques y seguir prestando su servicio al pueblo. Es importante destacar el compromiso militante de ese pueblo que sufrió este ataque implacable y que está impregnado con una voluntad férrea de seguir luchando por la esperanza en el proceso bolivariano y de no caer en la trampa de quienes pretendían derrocar nuevamente al presidente Chávez.
The counter-revolution called for another work stoppage, December 9th of 2002. This led to complete economic sabotage within our country. $20 billion were lost thanks to the involvement of the management of the oil companies in our country. This caused tremendous difficulty for people as there were shortages of gas and cooking gas and food just in time for Christmas celebrations. Transport workers lined up for more than 24 hours to try and get gasoline for their trucks in order that they could continue delivering food to people. It's important to underline at this moment the people's strong commitment. Although they were suffering, they stayed strong and kept fighting for the Bolivarian process and to prevent their president from being overthrown.
En este sabotaje, la actuación de la clase trabajadora fue determinante para recuperar al país. Los operarios del sector petrolero sustituyeron a la alta gerencia y pusieron a funcionar la industria, primero manualmente y después a su capacidad total. Los trabajadores del sector privado se pararon frente a las puertas y exigieron a los empresarios que éstas fueran abiertas.
The working class reacted against this economic sabotage organized by the elite by taking over the oil refineries, and restarting production, at first manually and then at full production. There were workers banging on the doors of the factories demanding to be let in so that they could continue working.
Los presidentes de la CTV y Fedecámara. Los presidentes de la CTV y Fedecámara, juntos, en un ejercicio amplio de libertad de expresión y democracia, daban partes de guerra todos los días en los medios de comunicación social durante más de 16 horas diarias, incitando a la población a la rebelión, a continuar con un paro que jamás anunciaron al país públicamente cuándo culminó.
The presidents of the CTV and the Chamber of Commerce transmitted programs and news through TV and radio stations 16 hours a day during this work stoppage, inciting people to rebel against the president and to continue the work stoppage.
Ante esta nueva traición de la CTV, se producen nuevos encuentros de las corrientes sindicales, ahora empujados por el rechazo absoluto de los trabajadores a las actuaciones de la CTV. Y convocamos una gran asamblea el 5 de abril del 2003 que aprueba la fundación de la Unión Nacional de Trabajadores, designa una directiva horizontal con 21 miembros representativas de los sindicatos sectoriales y regionales más importantes, elabora un acta constitutiva y un cuerpo de estatuto con el mandato de construir las estructuras regionales y sectoriales para la nueva central.
After this latest act of treason on the part of the CTV, various progressive political currents within the labor movement met, and spurred on by the absolute rejection of working class ideals represented by their trade union, decided to call for another national assembly. On April 5, 2003, we founded the UNT with a horizontal leadership structure of 21 members representing all the fundamental sectors and regions of our country. We developed a constitution and statutes. With the mandate of the unions, we developed proposals for regional and national structures.
El 1 y 2 de agosto de 2003 se realiza el primer congreso de UNT que aprueba la declaración de principios, el código de ética sindical, la plataforma de lucha y un acuerdo sobre la coyuntura del país. En la discusión para la reforma de estatutos y reglamento electoral se acuerda discutir más ampliamente el proyecto presentado en asambleas de los sindicatos.
On August 1st and 2nd, we held the first congress of the UNT. And approved a declaration of principles, a code of labor ethics, a platform for struggle, and a shared analysis of our country's context. As part of the discussion of the reform of the statutes, we decided to hold broader discussions on these reforms within the membership, the base of our unions.
Se constituyen las seccionales regionales de UNT en todo el país y se estructuran los sectores en federaciones nacionales, discutiendo los contratos colectivos más importantes del país. Nuestra manifestación el 1 de mayo de este año tuvo como consigna central luchar contra la injerencia imperialista en Venezuela, manos fuera de Venezuela, y superó con creces la de la CTV.
The regional sections of the UNT were formed at this time, as were national federations, and the most important collective agreements that were still in bargaining were discussed by every member that they were part of. On our May Day march this year had as its theme, No to Imperialist Intervention, Hands Off Venezuela. Our march had a far greater participation of workers than the march of the CTV.
La UNT ha tomado postura contundente contra los ataques permanentes del Departamento de Estado de Estados Unidos a nuestro país y las distintas acciones de la oposición para seguir generando crisis en nuestro país.
The UNT has always maintained a clear position against the constant attacks on our country by the United States State Department and other actors who want to continue generating a crisis in our country.
Cuando se convocó el referéndum presidencial, la UNT llamó a votar no, no al neoliberalismo, no a la flexibilización laboral, no a la burocracia sindical, no a la injusticia social, y tuvo una participación fundamental para reafirmar el mandato del presidente Chávez.
When the presidential referendum was called for August 15th of this year, the UNT called its members to vote no to neoliberalism, no to the flexibilization of labor, no to union bureaucracy, no to social injustice, and to come out and demonstrate in large numbers their affirmation of their President Chavez's mandate.
Hemos asistido a las conferencias de la OIT para defender a nuestro país de las denuncias que juntos siguen haciendo CTV y Fedecámaras sobre violación a la libertad sindical. Pero ¿quién violenta a quién?
We have attended conferences of the ILO to defend Venezuela against the charges that we are violating trade union freedoms brought by the CTV and the Fedecámaras. Who is violating whose rights in Venezuela?
Somos una organización sindical independiente de afiliación internacional que nos reclamamos autónomos, internacionalistas, pluralistas, democráticos y comprometidos con la justicia social. Nos preparamos para un nuevo Congreso en el mes de febrero que apruebe la reforma de estatutos y el reglamento electoral y convoque un proceso electoral democrático y transparente que defina la nueva conducción de nuestra central.
We are a union independent of international affiliation. We call ourselves autonomous, internationalists, pluralists, democratic, and committed to social justice. We are preparing for our next Congress in February that will approve new statutes and electoral laws. This will begin for us a democratic and transparent electoral process.
Venezuela vive hoy un proceso totalmente inédito, fuera de todos los esquemas establecidos, expresión real de la lucha de clases. Estamos construyendo un camino diferente, un camino hacia la igualdad, hacia la injusticia social, hacia el cambio de modelo económico, contra el neoliberalismo, contra los programas de ajuste, hacia una patria soberana e integrada con los demás pueblos de América, como lo soñó nuestro libertador Simón Bolívar.
We are a union, no, sorry. Venezuela is living through a new process today, outside of the established patterns. It is a real expression of class struggle. We are building a different path, a path towards social justice and equality, and against neoliberalism. We are working towards a sovereign country with all the peoples of the Americas, as our liberator Simón Bolívar once dreamed of.
Nuestra autonomía y compromiso de clase nos ubica a tomar postura y apoyar este proceso. Y lo apoyamos por los programas sociales como la alfabetización, que ha alfabetizado ya al 80% de la población analfabeta, el acceso a la culminación de estudios de primaria y secundaria, el acceso a la salud con consultorios populares ubicados en los barrios, con el acceso a los productos de primera necesidad a través de mercados solidarios, porque hemos discutido las mejores convenciones colectivas, porque se ha indexado el salario mínimo, porque vivimos el mejor momento de libertad sindical en Venezuela.
Our autonomy and our commitment lead us to support this vision. There is only one enemy, a common enemy to us all. All of our energy is committed to a peaceful and democratic Bolivarian revolution. Our commitment to the revolution is strong because it has shown significant results. 80% of people who were illiterate have been taught to read. There has been a significant increase in the
Pero el enemigo es uno solo.
Sí, there's been a significant increase in the number of students who are able to go to school at both primary and secondary levels. Healthcare has increased by 50% in poor barrios where there was previously no healthcare. No, sigo, sigo. The basic food basket is subsidized for the poorest. The minimum salary has been increased and is indexed annually to inflation. A greater percentage... A greater percentage of our workforce is unionized now, a greater percentage than ever before. And because of the new process within the trade union movement, collective agreements are now discussed among all workers in all sectors, not just by the leadership.
Pero hermanos trabajadores, el enemigo es uno solo, es homogéneo. Todas nuestras fuerzas están comprometidas para profundizar muchísimo más la revolución bolivariana pacífica y democrática.
As I said before, the enemy is a common one among all of us. We are committed to the vision of a greater justice and equal society for all people of the Americas. We are committed to a peaceful and democratic revolution.
Esta invitación de la Federación de Trabajadores de la Gran Colombia y del Consejo Laboral Canadiense es un gesto de solidaridad fundamental. Muchas gracias por escuchar nuestra verdad, gracias por transmitirla, gracias por apoyarnos.
This invitation by the BC Federation of Labor and the Canadian Labor Congress is a fundamental gesture of solidarity. I thank you for listening to our truth. I thank you for sharing it with others and for working with us.
Sin embargo, todavía la sombra oscura del enemigo común nos acecha. Necesitamos de ustedes para impedir que pase en Venezuela lo que pasó en Chile. Necesitamos de ustedes atento ante las posturas del imperio de Estados Unidos para que no nos atropellen otra vez.
Nevertheless, there are dark shadows that are threatening us. You, Canadians, must help to prevent what happened in Chile from happening in Venezuela. You must be vigilant of the attacks, the imperialist attacks of the United States who continue to attack us and threaten our sovereignty.
El movimiento sindical mundial tiene un reto y un desafío fundamental ante un proceso que traspasa las barreras de Venezuela, de América, y que puede convertirse en eje fundamental para la construcción de una sociedad humana mundial con más justicia social y con más democracia. La clase unida, la clase trabajadora unida jamás será vencida.
The global trade union movement has a fundamental challenge with this process that goes well beyond the borders of Venezuela and the Americas, and this could become our fundamental goal, the construction of a worldwide society with more humanity, social justice, and democracy. The working class united will never be defeated.
Truly inspiring. Thank you so much for coming to visit with us and to show solidarity with us. Your country has been through an horrendous battle, and it's true, a united working class will never be defeated. We ought to be able to take care of Gordon Campbell after listening to your story, I'll tell you. Boy, oh boy. But we will be vigilant. We know that you have a right to self-determination, and we share common enemies. Thanks very much for coming.